Welcome to Movers and Shakers, Porch Group Media's thought leadership podcast. The P&C insurance market is encountering challenges like rising claims costs and evolving customer expectations. Today, we will explore how leveraging property data helps insurers enable more accurate risk assessment, personalized underwriting, and proactive claims management. And stay tuned for an exclusive sneak peek at our upcoming property data product, Home Factors. So without further ado, let's get started.
Today we'll be talking about the power of property data and innovation in the insurance industry. And with me today is Michelle Taves. She is GM, Group GM of Porch Marketing Group, and Amy Klenke, who is Head of Client Services and Product Strategy. So welcome both of you.
Thanks, Larissa.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah. So when I was researching, you know, a couple of things, you know, before we put this webinar together, there's what impressed me is that there's just so many changes all the time, obviously, you know, across insurance in general, but just in the P&C space. You know, some of the things I wrote down are economic growth, climate changes, changing consumer preferences, AI, technology. There's so many different trends and changes right now. So, you know, Amy, I know that you are pretty well versed in insurance. I'd love for you to kind of just see, you know, talk about some of the things that you're seeing and hearing from clients.
Sure. So we're hearing all over the country, right, that home insurers are pulling out of different states. It's very difficult for them to price according to risk when we have the frequency and severity of catastrophic weather claims. And so it becomes really, really important for the remaining policies to be rated and underwritten as accurately as possible to protect them from additional risk. So what I'm seeing is that there is a hole there in additional data that carriers can use in order to more accurately rate and better underwrite their policies. They're also, the reinsurance market is really, really tough right now. Again, largely due to catastrophic weather events, reinsurers are increasing their rates, which is making it tougher on carriers. And you know, not many people know this, but insurance carriers are not allowed to just raise their rates whenever they want to. Everything that they do is very highly regulated on a state-by-state basis. And so any changes they want to make have to be approved in every state that they write in. And that includes price increases. So when a carrier knows, ooh, things are getting dodgy here, I'm probably going to have worse claims, more claims, they can't just raise their rates to accommodate that the way other markets can, you know, adjust naturally with inflation. It just doesn't work that way for insurance. So it's really, really hard for them to balance their costs, especially when the reinsurance prices are going up, but they can't really raise their premiums in time to match that and cover their losses there. And, you know, again, now we've got the policyholders, even when the carriers are able to increase rates so that they can actually cover the claims that they know are going to come, they're priced so high that homeowners can't afford it either.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking at really a kind of a pivotal moment here in the insurance, property insurance industry, where we have to find a better way, or else nobody's going to be able to afford anything, right? Carriers will keep pulling out of states and homeowners will keep having to pay higher and higher rates. And that's a lose-lose situation.
You know, just as a aside to that, living in Florida, hurricanes here.
My goodness.
Yeah. So insurance carriers are, you know, not able to insure some homes and others. And, you know, this last season, my mom's home was hit pretty bad. It's amazing when such a catastrophic event like that occurs, you know, what the insurance companies then need to do to react at such a mass scale. And then just one other note too, is where I live in Florida, it's Pasco County, they have a lot of sinkholes. So just things like that, you know, when I was looking for insurance, I was like, that's, you know, not everybody was insuring at the time for my home in a higher risk area. So really interesting.
And for people who aren't familiar with the Florida market, it's interesting. A lot of the major carriers stopped insuring in Florida 20 odd years ago. They started pulling out. So that really left kind of an insurance desert with not that many providers staying in the market. And now it's just getting smaller and smaller and harder for you guys.
Right. Yeah. With everything just constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this. I know you and Michelle and a couple of our team had actually done some research with, you know, some of the major insurance carriers, or maybe, you know, across scale of mm-hmm. sizes. But mm-hmm. what are they looking for? What are they not able to access in data to help them?
Sure. So data about the inside of the home is very difficult to come by. It's customary for insurance companies to use services that will do flyovers or geospatial monitoring to tell them about the exterior of the home, if the carrier can afford it. It's not cheap. And then selectively, most carriers will send an inspector out to do what they call an insurance inspector. After the policy is bound, they've got, you know, X number of days. And again, that is usually a drive-by or just a walk around the property. They typically aren't able to get inside the home. So what happens is there are things inside the home, of course, that will affect the possibility that there's going to be a claim in the house. But if you don't know about them, you can't rate for them, right? So we are able to provide some of that data, and we're hearing more and more from carriers that is really one of the keys. You know, they haven't gone after that before, and everyone acknowledges there has to be a change. Like, we have to find something to do differently. So they're all telling us, you know, that they don't have the ability to get that information about the interior. One of them said it would be a gold mine, right? We've talked to a lot of carriers about their struggles. Right. And, this is a pretty exciting kind of paradigm shift in the industry right now. And really, really interesting to see what's going to happen in the next year or two.
Yeah, I brings me to the next slide, which I am excited. So in response, our team has worked really, really hard to mm-hmm. develop this exciting product called Home Factors. To address some of these concerns. So what is Home Factors about? Take us through this.
So I'll take this one. Basically what we're trying to do is, you know, because we are Porch. So whoever isn't familiar with what Porch is, right? Porch is an insurance company, but we also have a set of assets that are all around software and trying to collect data on people that are within the move. So as part of that, one of the things that we have access to is we have access to a whole bunch of inspection reports. So when somebody moves, you go and do a home inspection customarily on the home that you're going to buy. And we have access to just a whole bunch of that information. Since we have access to it, we have the ability to take it and to create derived insights right from those reports, which then helps us to get inside the home, which is one of the major problems that we're trying to solve for, right? Is how do we get into mm-hmm. the inside of the home? How do we share that information with the carrier at time of underwriting mm-hmm. so that they can go ahead and make a really great decision? Some of the things that we have seen is that there's all different kinds of use cases from it that are, I think, more than what we originally thought, right? Like, we originally thought we would create an audience solution that would provide information to carriers at time of underwriting. They would take a bunch of these attributes and factors and they would take it into their models, right? Like, I think that that's probably a clear use case of the data. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that we've seen are, they're like, hey, I might, customarily, I often make a decision based on, you know, year the house was built. And that's like a yes, no, right? If I had information about the interior of the home, perhaps it's no longer a yes, no. Maybe I'll let more people go into the funnel because I know that they just remodeled the house, right? Or I know that they've already put a new roof on the house, or I know that the electric panel has been updated. And all of that information will automatically add additional prospects, as I would say in our terms, right? But additional opportunities for that insurance company to maybe write a premium.
Yeah, that's Pretty cool. How many, or what percentage of porch, I guess, policies or home insurance goes through their underwriting, or what is it, the home
The
inspection
inspection division.
reports?
Yeah, so we are today, we're capturing over 40% of all home inspections that are done in the United States. And what we're doing with that data, just to be super clear what Home Factors is we're actually taking all of that information and then we're creating derived risk factors off of the information. So that what we can do is, because when you say 40%, you think, wow, maybe that's not a lot, right? But what we have the ability to do is, because we have this insight that nobody else has, we are making predictions on just about every single home in the United States, whether that property somebody just moved into it, or whether they moved into it 7, 8 years ago, right? So we're able to provide that information not just for people moving into a home, but also as people are out there shopping, trying to change insurance companies, which we're seeing more and more of, right? As you get an increase in your insurance, you're like, hey, is it time for me to look for somebody else? And so
Right.
you'll be able to use that information across the board.
I think we actually touched on some of this, but can you do
I
a little
leaped
bit?
ahead.
A little bit, just a quick overview of how the whole the porch, how
Sure.
that works.
Sure. So Porch actually started introducing consumers to Porch Pros. That was the initial starting of Porch, with really trying to answer a problem at time when somebody is either building a new house or trying to make changes to a house, right? Trying to create a great experience for that consumer to be able to do what they really want to get done. As Porch has evolved across just providing consumers to a pro, we also wanted to add additional services onto that consumer because they were in that move journey. And obviously, insurance is one of them. So through the term that Porch started into what Porch is today, I would say that Porch is a new kind of insurance company. So we are an insurance company, but we also have a whole bunch of information and services that we add on to that consumer as they're in that move journey, and insurance is one of them. Other services that we offer are, we offer services to moving, we offer services for
Great.
mortgages, we offer services for marketing capabilities, and as you just think of all the different things that we offer, that really creates the software and service as a company, part of our wheel, because what we try and do is we try and offer that consumer all types of services while they're in that move journey. And so because of that, we have access to consumers, we have access to the services that we're delivering to those consumers, and then we built a circle where we really are able to use all of the data for the benefit of everything we do across Porch.
Yeah, there's so many exciting uses for that data. Kind of an as an aside, just the insights we have into the move journey, pre-movers before they're moving is just it's pretty exciting. And I know we've talked about that in some other webinars, but I love this new use case that we're really finally able to bring to market for home insurance companies. All right, so I know you talked that we talked about a lot of different categories. Kind of describe some of the things that we have, how this works.
Sure. So our own insurance company did a lot of testing. And when we look at the types of information that we're able to infer from inspection reports and then analyze to, as Michelle said, make predictions about other homes, some things popped out of interest. So these are the categories that we are currently really digging into. The types of piping, particularly, is your inlet pipe going to freeze based on the material? Is it more likely to crack and flood? Same with the outlet pipes. Your plumbing system in general, is it in good shape? The age and type of appliances, because the home inspector typically does list the major appliances on the inspection report. We can fairly accurately predict whether or not the HVAC is going to go soon, right? How old is the hot water heater? They only have limited lifespan. Everybody knows eventually it's going to leak, right? So we're getting that type of information. things about the foundation, again, that you can't see from the exterior of the home. Are there cracks or settling in the foundation? Anything that underwriters need to be concerned about? Are the windows in good repair? You know, is there evidence of leaking anywhere inside the home, in the attic, around the windows, you know? And then, of course, electrical system, right? Water and fire are the two big, right?
Right.
So electrical systems, what's the age? What's the condition of the electrical panel? It's interesting because these are the types of things that agents used to ask when they were writing a policy. Underwriters wanted to know this before they would bind coverage. But the world of selling insurance has changed so much that they really, you know, everyone expects almost an instant quote. And
right,
everyone
right.
wants the option to do it themselves and not have to talk to an agent. So many major carriers now have the ability to, you know, you can apply for and bind a policy right on the internet alone. And so some of those questions have really had to fall by the wayside. And insurers have started to make assumptions about what's inside the home based on some very basic, you know, what's the age and style of the home. You know, in areas where you have a lot of older homes, it's very likely that you're going to have to just exclude homes that are older than a certain age because you don't know how dangerous things are inside, especially mm-hmm. the electrical, right? So now that we can predict what is in the home, underwriters can, that does multiple things, right? That allows them to accept some policies that are good risks that they may have declined because they didn't have enough information about the inside. It can be used to predict when there's going to be a change in the household. You know, if our analysis is showing that people in these certain areas or with certain ages of homes or types, you know, there's a lot of analytics and modeling that goes into this. And so we can predict when homes that are already insured by a carrier are going to change. You know, mm-hmm. these categories are going to have a change and it's time for them to follow up and see what changed and how they need to maybe adjust the rates in order to handle that.
You know, what's interesting, you had made the point that in the past, insurance companies were asking these questions. Mm-hmm. And it just goes mm-hmm. to show, like, with, you know, people are expecting things faster, quicker, they'll
That's
change,
right.
they will leave you if you cannot give them mm-hmm. that instantaneous quote. So,
yep.
yeah, it's really about, you know, you're not, if you can force those questions or have somebody, you know, stop mm-hmm. by, but then chances are you're going to lose that quote. So it, really interesting how that ties in with
yeah.
just kind of consumer preferences and where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Michelle, I know you had made, and I thought this was really interesting, a comment when we were talking about, I think, the hot water heater.
Oh my God.
I'd love for you to share that, because to me, I was like, what?
So one of the things that we found really interesting was not all insurance carriers care about the same thing, right? Depending on where they're actually offering the insurance, they're going to care about something different. And so the comment about the water heater was, if you live in the state of Texas, there are many homes that for some reason they put the water heater up in the attic. And so if you can imagine, if your water heater is up in an attic, you have a much higher chance of water damage and water risk than you do if the water heater is in the garage, right, or in the basement.
Right.
And we've actually ran across that with a few examples of things that are just super important to somebody in some type of region that somebody mm-hmm. might not really think about, you know, if they're living
right.
in the part of the country.
Yeah, as I'd imagine it'd be the same thing in Florida. If you find a house with a basement and people, if you don't live in Florida, we don't have basements. That's we're below sea level. So if you do find a house with a basement in Florida, may not want to insure it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe home
yeah.
factors could give you an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so we have one of the Porch business units did some pretty cool testing and got some great results. Homeowners of America. Amy or Michelle, can you take us through this?
I got this one. Basically, what we did was, you know, we really wanted, you know, with anything, whenever you have a product idea, we wanted to be able to test it out to see if it's really going to add value and, you know, provide benefit for what we're looking to do. So we did testing with HOA, who is the main insurance carrier under Porch. And what we really saw was that, and let me tell you, they only tested four or five, right? At this point, it's preliminary testing. They only tested a few, but we did find that it was one of the top performers within the loss ratio. And it's made significant improvement over the period of time that we're testing. So we're really excited about it because that's what we want to do, right? We're here to prove out and to be able to grow profitability for the insurance companies. That's kind of the problem that we're trying to fix. So if they had that type of results on just a few factors, right, we're really excited to see how much it's going to prove as we can get more and more factors through the funnel and within the models.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that, you know, just where it can go is pretty exciting to see what the future is, but just the results that we've gotten thus far are pretty exciting. So I'm excited to see, you know, where even later this year we're going to be at. I think that is all the information we have, but I'd love to open it up for questions. So if you have any questions, feel free to throw those into the chat. We did have one that came in. The question, which I thought was pretty good, we had actually talked about this at one point, but can this data only be used for underwriting and pricing, or can it also be used for marketing?
Amy, you want to take that one?
Yeah, so it most definitely can be used for marketing. There are so many different, you know, we started this journey thinking about how could we help our own insurance company, and then, you know, how can we help other insurance companies? And it just naturally progressed to marketing. I mean, it's such a natural fit, right? Especially if you're talking about a home that has a certain type of damage, you know, windows. If the right. windows need to be repaired or replaced, or if the roof needs to be repaired or replaced, you know, that's an opportunity for a contractor to get in and make contact with that homeowner before the homeowner even goes to look for quotes. So you definitely get a leg up there against your competition by using that kind of information for marketing purposes. There are just, I mean, literally every home related vertical you can think of, whether it's plumbing, electrician, roofing, remodeling, it's valuable information for all of them.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you gained valuable insights into how property data can be leveraged to improve risk assessment and claims management for P&C insurers. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And for more information on Home Factors, please visit our website at porchgroupmedia.com.